A stock of concern listing means that population is repeatedly falling short of state goals for the number of fish making it back to spawning waters. In Alaska, most of those are Chinook salmon stocks, and in Southeast, three already listed king stocks are on the Chilkat River near Haines, King Salmon River south of Juneau, and the Yunuk River north of Ketchikan. Ed Jones is Fish and Game Coordinator for the agency's Sport Fish Division.
With the current situation in Southeast Alaska, I would say that the proposed recommendations are more than warranted, and unfortunately it comes at a cost of opportunity to the user groups, and it's just the way the ball's rolling right now. So the one thing that I will say about these king salmon stocks is that history's shown that when they do turn the corner and come back, they do so pretty dramatically. They usually doesn't take them very much time at all to turn around and be in high production mode.
Jones says some of the stocks have trended upward slightly in recent years, but still do not have a good outlook. Another already listed stock is sockeye salmon that spawn in McDonald Lake between Wrangell and Ketchikan, and that one's been on and off the list in the past two decades. Listing a stock results in an action plan for management measures meant to reduce harvest of those fish and aimed to help a stock rebound. That's meant closed areas and shortened time for commercial sport and subsistence fishing. The designations are reviewed every 3 years as part of the regular Board of Fisheries cycle. Stocks that rebound and start meeting goals can be delisted and action plans removed, but the department says none of the four currently listed have improved enough for that change. And it's recommending six others be added. Those are king salmon on the Stikine River near Wrangell, along with one of its tributaries, Andrews Creek. Other recommendations are for kings on the Taku River near Juneau and Chickaman River northeast of Ketchikan. The department's also recommending listing sockeye salmon on the Cluckshoe River, a tributary of the Alsek, southeast of Yakutat. Three of those recommendations are for waterways that cross the border with Canada, and they're governed by the Pacific Salmon Treaty between the two countries. Troy Tinas is Fish and Game's Region 1 Management Coordinator for Commercial Fisheries.
You know, obviously for those systems that both countries are going to take management measures when to meet escapement. So we have been doing that in the U.S. fisheries, Alaska fisheries, for the past several years, and have been taking some fairly major restrictions already in those fisheries, the sport, commercial, and subsistence fisheries.
Department officials say those steps have dramatically reduced harvest. For example, on the Taku River, Fish and Game's Jones says the harvest rate has been cut from around 20 to 25% of a king salmon run down to about 2% in recent years.
So although the runs still aren't doing well at all, we've done a very good job, in my opinion, of passing what few fish are coming back to the spawning grounds to ideally help future production out.
And those fishing restrictions could continue with these listings, but managers are also nearing limits of what they can do to help out those stocks. Commercial fishing industry groups support the state agency's efforts to protect those underperforming stocks. Alaska Trollers Association Executive Director Amy Doherty says king salmon returns this year were a real disappointment.
We default back to our managers, and we truly want our stocks, those stocks, those local rivers, to improve. And we'll just have to hope that some real research is done to find out what is going on.
Kathy Hansen sounds a similar note. She's executive director of the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance, which represents multiple commercial fishing gear groups.
Do I think the Chinook stocks will rebound? Yes, I do think they will eventually rebound. The question is how soon and what other mitigating factors are affecting the runs that we just haven't yet pinpointed.
Hansen's not expecting a big change for fishing opportunity with the additional listings since conservation measures already have been in place. And Susan Doherty is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Seiners Association, which represents purse seine fishermen. She thinks the state agency has done a good job of taking steps to reduce catches.
It's Fish and Game's due diligence and the Board of Fish's due diligence to make sure we're managing for sustainable yield. And part of that is that you have to have a return that will perpetuate another return. So I applaud Fish and Game for their efforts, and yeah, they're just doing their job. I mean, there's just so much information we don't know.
The board is expected to take up those listing recommendations at their next Southeast Finfish meeting, now scheduled for next April. A sixth recommendation is for pink salmon on the inside waters of the Northern Panhandle. The board has decided not to consider that listing, however. Pink salmon return to spawn every 2 years and don't fit well into this type of longer-term listing and action plan. As it is, Fish and Game's already curtailed seine fishing on those stocks during many recent even years. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.